Hey, welcome to week 3 of the Spring Cleaning 101 Challenge. I hope that you have been enjoying this mini series here on the podcast so far. We are already on part 3 of the series. If you happen to be tuning in for the first time, I would highly recommend that you go back to the beginning, starting at the end of February, where I introduce everything, and then make sure you listen to the other 2 episodes before this one to really get a handle on what we are talking about in this Spring Cleaning 101 Challenge and what all we hope to gain from it, because each week is building off of the one before. So in today's episode, I want to help you learn how to take daily action and how we are actually going to complete these spring cleaning tasks in each room. As you saw last week, we learned an actual formula to help us figure out how many rooms we are going to clean and when we're going to do that. So this week, I want to help you figure out how to do the actual breakdown of the cleaning in each room itself. So that is a very important part of actually implementing. So grab something to write with so that you can take action on today's episode. And let's get our hands dirty and dive right in. Bad spring cleaning joke, I know. Do you wish that you had a peaceful, clutter-free home, but you are buried under piles of toys and laundry? Do you wish you could create simple systems to get organized, but you just don't know where to start? Hey there, I'm Amy, wife and mom to 4 littles. For years, I thought that having an organized home meant Pinterest perfect and clean at all times. I tried every tip for cleaning and organizing only to fall off track again and to feel like a failure. Finally, I came to realize that in order to become the organized mom I wanted to be, I had to start with organizing myself. So I developed a simple framework that focuses on organization as the whole picture. I am so excited to share it with you. So if you are ready for a peaceful, clutter-free, and easy-to-maintain home, then this is the podcast for you. Reach for your special snacks, brew some coffee, and go hide in the closet, because it is time for some me time, mama. Let's learn. So in order to get as much out of the Spring Cleaning 101 Challenge as possible, I would highly recommend that if you haven't already done this, that you go ahead and do this right now. Join the email list or get into the Facebook community in order to get more action steps and a workbook to help you take action specific to your situation with the episodes each week. You can do that by going to bit.ly/MOMMIN3Community, or go to plantomom.com/MOM Insider, or click the links in the show notes below, and that will help you to get into the mini challenge that goes along with this mini series. And also, the special part of it all is you will be entered to win a giveaway at the end of this all if you participate in the super easy homework tasks associated with the challenge. So a really exciting little motivational thing for you there. What are we going to do today then to take action and to actually start to get the cleaning done that we have been talking about? We have been building up slowly week after week, and we're doing this on purpose. It's so important to lay the groundwork of things before we dive into it. I know for me personally, I'm someone that gets really excited about like starting something new or trying something new, that I tend to just jump right into things without thinking and planning and without really laying the groundwork, which is interesting because I am definitely someone that loves to plan things, but I find I can really just jump in. But the problem with that is if you aren't adequately prepared, you can find yourself not able to keep up or to stay consistent with it, especially if you don't understand why you're doing this in the first place or what the internal motivating factor is in order to keep you going. So I wanted to help you with that hurdle today, as I know it is something that I myself have struggled with as well. There has been so many times where I have started something only to lose steam, partway through, you know, like your kids get sick or suddenly a bunch of things come up in your schedule. And then all of a sudden, this thing that you had really, really good intentions of doing, and especially if it's something that benefits you or your home in some way, you have such good intentions of doing it. But all of a sudden, you can get off track and the tasks that you were supposed to do last week are mocking you from your planner the following week. And that is not a good feeling, but it does happen to us all. That's part of life with young kids and the busyness of being a mom. But what I want to highlight is there's a difference between those that eventually do get it done and get caught up again versus those that give up. The ones that get it done are able to flow with the changes in their schedule that are trying to throw them off track, and they are able to swim and get themselves back onto that lifeboat and back on track again. They're able to recalibrate themselves because they are focused on that big picture goal. So I want to help you with that today. As you know from last week, we talked about the actual formula in order to decide what room you are going to clean and when you're going to do all those things. So I hope that you did do that task from last week and that you have an idea of what room it is going to be, or rooms that you want to focus on this month in March. For myself, I am cleaning our ensuite this month and our guest bathroom upstairs. I also know that once I get that done, it's going to feel so good because that was on my list for the month, and getting that done is going to feel amazing. That can be dangerous because we can be the ones that procrastinate about it, and then we have to scram to get all these things done at the end of the month, and that is not what we're trying to do. We are not trying to stress ourselves out more. We are trying to take steady, daily, turtle in the hair type action towards this task every single day. So this is how we're going to do it. There are four steps, and I will walk you through them now. Step number one to take daily action is you are going to back it up and start 1 week at a time. So step number one is 1 week at a time. You know what the big picture goal is. You know what week of the month it is that you are at. And you are going to evaluate each week that comes based off of where you need to get to and where you're at right now. So has there been something suddenly come up on your schedule this week that has the potential to throw you off your daily tasks? Or have you suddenly lost an entire day because an appointment or an event came up? Those are the things we need to evaluate at the start of our week in order to properly adjust our goals and our daily subtasks in order to stay on track in the big picture of what the month is taking, where the month is taking us. Step number two to stay on track with daily action is how many weeks you are going to evaluate. How many weeks did you originally designate to get each room done? So if you are cleaning two rooms in a month, you are either going to spend 2 weeks on each room, or maybe 1 week on one room because it's small and 3 weeks on the other one because it's a bigger job. So this is how you take evaluating your week from the step before, and you are breaking it down further to help plan for daily action. So you're going to think about, okay, how many weeks did I want to clean this first room that I'm trying to work on? Was I planning on 3 weeks for it, or was I planning on 1 week? Where am I at with that? And how much time per day in this week itself do I have to dedicate to cleaning tasks? Or how much time do I have in total this week to designate to that? So that's step number two. Step number three, once you have a good picture of how much time you have available in this week, step number three is you walk into the room and you make your list. We are not going to walk into our room and make this list first because we don't want to overwhelm ourselves with how much we have to do before we adequately see how much time we have to tackle it. So this is just as simple as you walk in with your piece of paper, you look around the room, and you say, okay, I need to wipe the walls, I need to clean my shower, I need to clean my vanity. So that means going through the cupboards of the vanity and cleaning that out a little bit. I need to clean the toilet. You know, you just look around the room and think, what do I need to do in this room in order to get it done? And you start off with the bigger picture of each item. Then we move to step four, the final step of how we are going to be taking daily action. The last step of this is you are going to then take those tasks that you just determined need to be done in that room, and you are now going to break those down into sub-tasks that make sense going together, and that it also makes sense with how much time you have for the project. So, to draw an example, because this makes it easiest for you to understand, in my master bathroom, I'm designating 2 weeks to clean it. So I know that could end up being a lot of time, and I don't want to procrastinate and leave it all to the last minute. So I want to make sure I'm breaking down these tasks quite small because I do have 2 weeks and I have an easier time knocking out a 15-minute or half an hour task, because that seems way less intimidating than leaving it all to the last minute. So I know I'll be more motivated to quickly do that one task each day, and then at the end of the 2 weeks to be done cleaning it and not have to think about it again. So, for example, how I then would break that down is I may end up with a total of, let's say, 10 subtasks that I need to complete in order to fully get my master bathroom cleaned in this 2 week period. All of a sudden, 10 little tasks that take 15 to 30 to 45 minutes apiece, that seems way less intimidating than spending an entire day in my bathroom trying to get it done when I'm leaving it to the last minute, or if I'm spring cleaning the traditional way and needing to get the whole rest of my house done still too. It feels way less intimidating to know, okay, I have these 10 tasks I need to get done. I have 2 weeks to do this. I can take small daily action towards getting this task done, and it won't be nearly as frustrating, because even if my kids pull me away to get them a snack, I know that I can come back 15 more minutes, finish that little subtask, be able to knock it off my list, go about the rest of my day doing everything else I need to do as a busy mom, and then come back to it again the next day and get another small task done. So that is really the key here. Step number four is the biggest key piece of this all, of the four steps to tackle each room by taking daily action, is to have small subtasks that we can complete every single day in order to get to the end goal of having that room cleaned in the time period we have designated we are giving ourselves to complete this. But all in all, I want to recap what the four steps are for you. As we have gone through the challenge, we have learned that the easiest way to spring clean as a busy mom is by breaking up this massive task of staying on top of our deep cleaning list in our homes, staying on top of that massive task by breaking it down smaller and taking it month by month, week by week, day by day, and just consistently cleaning something in our homes every single day, every single week, in order to keep a cleaner home overall with less time and less stress and less pressure overall. And then last week, we saw the actual three-step formula that we plug in order to figure out how many rooms we're going to be cleaning in a month and how to calculate what rooms we're going to do and when. And that's why today we're talking about the four steps to actually tackling those rooms within your month. By step number one evaluating 1 week at a time. Step number two, going back to the big picture of how many weeks did you originally decide you were giving yourself for the room that you're cleaning or the rooms you are cleaning in this month? And then step three, you're going to walk into that room, make a quick little to-do list, not an overwhelming one, a quick little to-do list of what you need to do in order to deep clean this room this time, this month. And then step number four, the most important one, is you are then going to take those tasks that you jotted down, you're going to break them down further into subtasks, grouping things together that make sense to go together, while also keeping it each task small enough that you know you're going to be able to get it done no matter how busy and crazy the day or the week gets, so that we can build a consistent habit of working on keeping our homes cleaner without the stress and overwhelm of getting behind on it and then feeling like we can't ever catch up. That's the secret. We're never going to be caught up. We are never, ever going to be caught up on our keeping our homes clean. It's just not possible at this phase of life, and that's okay. I'm here to tell you it's okay. The most important thing is that daily consistent action towards your big picture goal of keeping on top of your tasks to the best of your ability in this crazy busy time of your life. I hope that that has been helpful for you. And like I said, you can join us in the Facebook community or on the email list to take part of the challenge, to get the workbook to help you dive into this further, to help you map things out, and to help you come up with a plan for how you are going to make this work in your unique situation and your unique life. So we have a few more episodes in this Spring Cleaning 101 series, but you'll have to come back next week to hear all about it. So bye for now, friend. Hey, mama, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you mind sharing it with a mom friend that is also desiring a more peaceful and orderly home? Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss a thing. Lastly, can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? It lights me up to read the ways that this show is helping you. Now it's time for me to get back to my never-ending pile of laundry, and I'm sure you have some too. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode. Bye for now.